The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, such as Better Homes and Gardens, Good Housekeeping, Martha Stewart Living, Real Simple, and Woman's Day. Let's start with this one from Real Simple, A Summer for the Books. Our 31 favorite reads debuting this season, plus bookseller-recommended classics. Let's Eat on the Back Porch. Nope, that was the back of something else. I'm sorry. Here we go. First up, Golden Girl. These are blockbuster beach reads that are quintessentially summer. Golden Girl. Ellen Hildebrand, known as the Queen of the Summer Read, gives us the book Golden Girl. Let me spell her last name. Hildebrand, H-I-L-D-E-R-B-R-A-N-D. It's about a Nantucket novelist killed in a hit-and-run who watches her family from the beyond for one final summer. How will she use her three opportunities to influence their choices? Next, Malibu Rising by Taylor Jenkins Reid, R-E-I-D. You can almost smell the copper tone coming off the pages of Malibu Rising. It's set in 1983 on the day of a legendary summer party that may have life-changing consequences for the four famous hosts. Next, Blush is the name. Jamie Brenner, the author, B-R-E-N-N-E-R. Books, wine, and female power prevail in Blush. Three generations of women spend a summer resurrecting the matriarch's trashy book club and discover that the allegedly scandalous tomes actually contain the secrets to saving the family's struggling winery. Next, The Summer on the Bluffs. Sunny Hostin is your author, H-O-S-T-I-N. Set on Martha's Vineyard, Summer on the Bluffs is about three adult goddaughters of a trailblazing stock trader. They escape to her estate for the season, knowing that by Labor Day she'll choose just one of them to inherit the property, and all three have secrets that could ruin their chances. Lush and brimming with drama, this is the first book in a series by the co-host of The View. And last, The Gunkle by Stephen Rowley, R-O-W-L-E-Y. It's a deeply entertaining story about a summer in Palm Springs when a washed-up sitcom star hosts his school-age niece and nephew in the wake of a family tragedy. Next category, Up All Night Thrillers. Dream Girl by Laura Lippman, L-I-P-P-M-A-N. Dream Girl, a celebrated novelist, is confined to a hospital bed after a freak accident. He becomes increasingly undone after he begins receiving mysterious phone calls from a woman who claims to be the main character in his blockbuster novel. Second one, The Turnout. A small, charming ballet studio run by two sisters and one of their husbands transforms into a site of terror in Megan Abbott's book, A-B-B-O-T-T, The Turnout. This is a deliciously creepy thriller about competition and family ties. Next, The 22 Murders of Madison May by Max Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. A mind-bending tale with touches of sci-fi. The 22 Murders of Madison May follows a journalist determined to find out who killed a real estate agent. Her chase leads her through time and space into parallel universes, and she discovers she's not the only one who's after the murderer. Next one, While Justice Sleeps. This is by Stacey Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S. She's a political powerhouse and has already written several romantic suspense novels under the pen name Selena Montgomery. Now she debuts a classic legal thriller, While Justice Sleeps, about a Supreme Court justice who falls into a coma and the young clerk who gets swept up in his scandal. And last, The Maidens. In The Maidens, Alex Michaelides, follow-up to The Silent Patient, and obviously I need to spell that one, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-I-D-E-S. A therapist becomes obsessed with a secret society of female students at Cambridge University and the classics professor she's certain is a killer. Next category, historical fiction with decidedly modern messages. First, Our Woman in Moscow by Beatriz Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. It's a captivating Cold War page-turner, Our Woman in Moscow. A woman poses as the wife of a counterintelligence agent to rescue her twin sister, who she hasn't seen since they were separated in Italy during World War II. Next, Island Queen by Vanessa Riley, R-I-L-E-Y. She weaves an adventuresome tale based on the true life story of Dorothy Thomas, who was born into slavery on the island of Montserrat in the 1700s and became one of the richest landowners in the colonial West Indies. Next, The Forest of Vanishing Stars by Kristen Harmel, H-A-R-M-E-L. With a breathtaking plot rooted in real events, Kristen Harmel's The Forest of Vanishing Stars tells the story of a woman raised in the wilderness of Eastern Europe who then uses her rugged survival skills to help a group of Jewish refugees escape the Nazis. And last, The Personal Librarian. In the early 1900s, J.P. Morgan employed a personal librarian, Belle da Costa Green, who became a power player in New York society. In The Personal Librarian, a novelization of her life, co-authors Marie Benedict, B-E-N-E-D-I-C-T, and Victoria Christopher Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, create a fascinating story about how Belle, the daughter of Harvard's first black graduate, passed for white. Next category, searingly honest and 100% inspiring nonfiction. Sunshine Girl. This is by Juliana Margulies, M-A-R-G-U-L-I-E-S. In this beautifully written book, she reflects on her unconventional, globe-trotting childhood, her rise to fame on ER and The Good Wife, and the family-centered life she's built as an adult. Next, The Wreckage of My Presence by Casey Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. Saturday Night Live alum and Black Monday star Casey Wilson has written a funny, irreverent memoir in essays. Reading The Wreckage of My Presence is like having a free-ranging chat with a friend that hits on all the important topics, such as grief, motherhood, and The Real Housewives. Next, The Sunset Route. As a teenager, Carrot Quinn, the author, Q-U-I-N-N, left her home and schizophrenic mother in Alaska and started hopping freight trains. The Sunset Route is her come-of-age travel memoir, recounting how she crisscrossed the country to find herself. And last, The Ugly Cry. Just as real life can so often be, Danielle Henderson's, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, The Ugly Cry is both hysterical and heart-wrenching. The TV writer touchingly recounts how she was raised by a tough-as-nails grandmother in a mostly white neighborhood in upstate New York. One more category, romantic comedy reads, While We Were Dating. This by Jasmine Guillory, G-U-I-L-L-O-R-Y. The movie star and the workaholic ad exec in While We Were Dating first meet when she's cast in his ad campaign, but the real connection occurs when he helps her through a family crisis. Next, The Summer Job by Lizzie Dent, D-E-N-T. A woman pretends to be a world-class wine expert at a Scottish resort when her best friend, the actual pro, ditches the job. It's all going down as smoothly as the drink she's pouring until she falls for a man who thinks she's someone else. Next, So We Meet Again. Investment banker Jess Kim loses her job and returns home to Tennessee in Suzanne Park's book, So We Meet Again, and that's P-A-R-K. Jess's overbearing mother sets her up with a guy who takes her by surprise, and not just because he's no longer the dorky kid she remembers. The Invisible Husband of Frick Island by Colleen Oakley, O-A-K-L-E-Y, is a quirky island community banding together to help a young widow through her grief by carrying on as if her husband were still alive. But everything changes when an ambitious journalist comes to town and falls for more than her story. And Bombshell by Sarah McLean, M-A-C, capital L-E-A-N. Attention Bridgerton fans, Bombshell is the first installment in a feminist romance series about British aristocrat Lady Cecily Talbot, a fiercely independent woman who's not afraid to go after what and who she wants. Next category, buzzy fiction for whatever your heart desires. Love me with a story about the bonds between women. The book In That Summer is the name of the book, That Summer, by Jennifer Weiner, W-E-I-N-E-R. Two women's lives collide when their emails keep getting misdirected because their addresses are one punctuation mark apart. But they soon discover their chance meeting might not be coincidental after all. And a juicy drama, Miranda Cawley Heller writes, and it's H-E-L-L-E-R, The Paper Palace. Ella is a happily married 50-year-old mother of three spending the summer at her family's house on Cape Cod. One morning she wakes up with a life-changing dilemma. Does she stay with her husband or leave him for her oldest friend Jonas, who she slept with for the very first time the night before? Next, the stories on Brandon Taylor's, that's T-A-Y-L-O-R, book Filthy Animals explore the lives of a group of young intellectuals in the Midwest who are desperate for connection, but find that the push and pull of their relationship makes that easier said than done. A woman sees an ad for free therapy at a Catholic church, takes a receptionist job there, and becomes consumed with the circumstances of her predecessor's death. Emily Austin is the author, A-U-S-T-I-N. Everyone in this room will someday be dead, is the book. It's both hilarious and poignant. Next, a satire about modern-day India with a wildly entertaining plot. Rahul Raina is the author, R-A-I-N-A. The book, How to Kidnap the Rich, telling the story of a poor young protagonist who makes a lucrative business out of taking academic exams for the sons of India's elite, then finds himself in the middle of a kaleidoscopic LOL, funny caper. Next one, the book Lorna Mott Comes Home by Diane Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. A 60-something woman leaves her tiny French village and her cheating second husband to return home to San Francisco, where she tries to reboot her career and reconnect with her adult children and grandkids. Next, Give Me Angsty Young Love. If you're missing live music, look no further than Songs in Ursa Major by Emma Brodie, B-R-O-D-I-E. A young psalm maker gets a career-making gig at a folk festival and begins a complicated affair with a fellow musician. And the last one, I Feel Like a Good Cathartic Cry, by Joyce Maynard, M-A-Y-N-A-R-D, the book Count the Ways, an intricate family drama about a terrible accident that occurs because of the husband's negligence, the emotional fallout as the family tries to cope, and the decades of redemption that follow. From Southern Living, Beach Bars We Love, put on your best flip-flops and grab a stool for cold libations with watery views. And I'm just going to list the ones right around us here. North Carolina, Howard's Pub and Raw Bar Restaurant in Ocracoke, Sea Witch Cafe and Tiki Bar at Carolina Beach. In South Carolina, the Bowery at Myrtle Beach and the Surf Bar at Folly Beach. A little further afield in Virginia, Chick's Oyster Bar in Virginia Beach and Ocean Eddie's Seafood Restaurant also in Virginia Beach. And in Georgia, the Deck Beach Bar and Kitchen at Tybee Island. From Good Housekeeping, some face sunscreen recommendations. They'll shield you from sun damage and signs of aging, including sunspots. The best lightweight formula? Feels like almost nothing on skin. Take a Shine to Banana Boat, a feather-light chemical lotion that won't leave behind a sticky film. Testers say easily absorbed into my skin, leaving no residue. I look forward to putting it on in the morning, another remarked. The Lab Lowdown, it earned the highest marks for not creating a residue on skin, being tacky, running into eyes, or causing tearing, and for its light tropical scent. It's Banana Boat's Light as Air Face Sunscreen Lotion, SPF 50+, $11, available at Walgreens. Next, the best sheer finish. No dreaded chalky look with this milky La Roche-Posay lotion that works on both face and body. Despite its high chemical SPF, it came out on top for being undetectable even on dark skin. True to the name, it seemed to melt into my skin, one tester noted. The formula ranked highest among testers with dark skin tones for not leaving a white cast or a sticky film on skin and making skin feel hydrated but not oily without any stinging. It's La Roche-Posay and Thelios Melt-In Milk Sunscreen Body and Face SPF 100, $25 at drugstores. The best value, the most affordable of the products tested, this Hawaiian Tropic Lotion, a matte finish mineral and chemical SPF combo, stood out for its mildness and classic summery coconut aroma. Testers say, I have extremely sensitive skin and this didn't cause irritation. Another said, works better than anything I've used. The Lab Lowdown, the fast-absorbing liquid rated well for not irritating, running into eyes, or leaving a white cast on skin. It's Hawaiian Tropic Matte Effect Mineral Sunscreen, Mineral-Enriched Sunscreen Lotion, SPF 30, $9 at Walmart. And the best for oily skin, Mineral Zinc Oxide Sunscreen in Gel Lotion Form, Bare Republic's Silky Formation, didn't make skin greasy or bring on breakouts in lab evaluations. Tester noted, it was very mattifying and controlled my oil, and I couldn't believe the finish, not greasy and almost seemed to blur my pores, too said. It outperformed all others at not leaving skin oily or shiny, and it didn't cause irritation, redness, or breakouts, though some users found it left a white residue on their skin. It's Bare Republic Mineral Sunscreen Face Gel Lotion SPF 30, $17 at Target. Best Mineral SPF, winning Mineral Zinc Oxide and Titanium Dioxide SPF for a range of skin types, Sunbalm proved gentle and not oily or sticky. Several testers noted the airy, velvety texture that felt luxurious and dried quickly to a powder-feeling finish. Some also said it wore well under makeup like a primer. The Lab Lowdown, the lotion received a near-perfect score for not causing skin redness or irritation. Like other mineral-based sunscreens, it may leave a pasty cast on skin and could be drying. It's Sunbalm Mineral SPF 30 Sunscreen Face Lotion, $18 at Target. From Martha Stewart Living, ask Martha, I'm on burger duty this summer. Do you have any tips for making a bunch at once? And her answer, start with a classic cloud-pleasing recipe, and they've got one on MarthaStewart.com. Under Burger Ideas. Then try these pointers from Living Senior Food Editor Lauren Tyrrell for serving up multiple patties, such as each as hot and juicy as the last. The Grilling Guide. First, shape form patties slightly larger than the buns and make a small indentation in the center of each with your thumb. Start grilling with the indentations down before flipping as usual to prevent curling and shrinking. Who knew? Next, keep a straight-sided skillet with a lid or a covered baking dish near your grill station. Place cooked burgers inside, covering with the lid each time. The steam will keep them warm till everyone's ready to eat. And last, arrange the buns on a large baking sheet to create a smooth assembly line for quick topping and serving. And another, her teeth relief. If your little one gnaws or nips at just about anything he can get his gums on, people's toes included. All right, the little one's a dog. He's likely cutting his adult teeth. The incisors, the two front teeth, come in around 12 weeks old, followed by the canines, premolars, and molars. Dogs typically and harmlessly swallow their baby teeth. To numb the resulting pain and sensitivity, offer buddy ice cubes or frozen apple slices for munching, says Garner. For unwelcome biting behavior, keep a food toy filled with peanut butter or cheese in the fridge to offer as an alternative. Once he takes it, give him a treat within 2 to 3 seconds to reward him for the productive swap. Remember to brush his new choppers once a day. For details, you can go to MarthaStewart.com/pet-dental-care. Preferably, brush them right before bed to give the enzymatic dog toothpaste time to work. Next from Southern Living, Atlantic Beach Pie, our test kitchen's version of a beloved recipe. Active time is 15 minutes, total an hour, plus an hour and 10 cooling and 2 hours chilling. This serves 8. We need 1.5 cups finely crushed saltine crackers from one sleeve, about 37 crackers, 6 tablespoons unsalted butter melted, 3 tablespoons granulated sugar, 1 large egg white, slightly beaten, 1 14-ounce can sweetened condensed milk, 4 large egg yolks, 1/4 cup fresh lime juice from 2 large limes, 1/4 cup fresh lemon juice from 2 lemons, 1.5 cups heavy whipping cream, 1/4 cup powdered sugar, and lemon and lime zests for garnish. Preheat oven to 350. Stir together the crushed crackers, melted butter, sugar, and egg white in a medium bowl until combined. Transfer to a 9-inch glass pie plate, firmly press on the bottom and sides, then freeze for 10 minutes. Bake in a preheated oven until the crust is lightly browned, about 20 minutes. Transfer to a wire rack and cool slightly, about 10 more minutes. Meanwhile, whisk together condensed milk and egg yolks until smooth. Whisk in lime juice and lemon juice until combined. Pour into the warm crust. Bake at 350 until center is just set, about 15 minutes. Transfer to a wire rack. Cool an hour. Refrigerate until chilled, about 2 hours. Then beat cream and powdered sugar in a large mixing bowl with an electric mixer on high until stiff peaks form, about 2 minutes. Spread whipped cream topping over chilled pie, leaving about 1/2-inch border of custard showing around the crust. Garnish with lemon and lime zests if desired. The pie can be stored, covered, without whipped cream topping, in the refrigerator for up to 4 days. Spread with the topping just before serving. From Southern Living's In Season, pretty as a plum. Whether you go for purple, black, or red-skinned varieties, these stone fruits have the ideal balance of sweet and tart, and they taste great cooked or raw. So here are a couple of recipes. Sparkling plum punch. Cut 4 firm, ripe, black or red plums into 1/2-inch slices and chill until ready to serve. Cut 4 firm black or red plums into small cubes and place in a medium saucepan. Add 1 cup each granulated sugar and water. Bring to a simmer over medium. Simmer, stirring occasionally until plums are tender, about 10 minutes. Pour plum mixture through a fine mesh strainer into a medium bowl. Discard the solids. Cover, chill the syrup 30 minutes. Stir together plum syrup, reserved plum slices, 1/4 cup fresh lemon juice, and 5 cups water in a large ice-filled container. Chill at least 1 hour or up to overnight. Ladle or pour chilled punch and fruit into glasses. Top each with 1/4 cup sparkling cranberry juice. This serves 6, it says. Next, a spiced plum compote. Active time and total time are both 30 minutes, and it serves 8. Bring 1.5 cups of water, 2/3 cup packed brown sugar, 1 teaspoon grated fresh ginger, 3 whole cloves, and 1 cinnamon stick to a boil in a medium saucepan over medium high. Cook until sugar has dissolved and mixture thickens, about 5 minutes. Remove and discard cinnamon stick and cloves. Cut 6 firm ripe red and black plums into 1/2-inch slices. Add to pan. Return to a boil over medium high. Reduce heat to medium. Simmer, stirring occasionally until plums are tender but hold their shape, 10 to 12 minutes. Using a slotted spoon, transfer plums to a bowl. Continue to simmer sauce until syrupy, 8 more minutes. Remove from heat. Stir in 1/8 teaspoon of kosher salt. Add sauce to the plums. Serve chilled with yogurt and granola. Looks beautiful. And next, tangy plum pops. Active times 20 minutes, totals 40 plus freeze time. Bring 2.5 cups water, 2 cups chopped firm ripe black or red plums, 2/3 cup granulated sugar, and 1/2 cup fresh blueberries to a boil in a medium saucepan over medium high. Reduce heat to medium. Simmer, stirring occasionally until the fruit is softened, 12 to 15 minutes. Transfer to a medium bowl and chill until cooled slightly, about 20 minutes. Place plum mixture, 1 teaspoon grated lime zest, and 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice in a blender. Process until completely smooth, about 1 minute. Pour evenly into 10 3-ounce ice pop molds and insert ice pop sticks. Freeze until solid, about 4 hours. To serve, run the molds under warm water for a few seconds and then gently pull the pops from the molds. From Southern Living, the Fried Green Tomato BLT. This is Jessica Harris's Fried Green Tomatoes first, and then I'll do the BLT. Active time on the fried greens, 20 minutes, same for total. Serve 6. We need 4 large unripe green tomatoes, cut into 1/4-inch thick slices, 1 cup whole buttermilk, 1/4 cup all-purpose flour, 1/4 cup fine yellow cornmeal, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, vegetable oil or bacon drippings for frying, and cooked bacon or sausage. Place tomato slices and buttermilk in a medium bowl and set aside. Combine flour, cornmeal, salt, and pepper in a small brown paper bag and set aside. Add vegetable oil or drippings to a large cast iron skillet or other heavy skillet to a depth of 1/2 inch. Heat over medium high until the oil shimmers. Meanwhile, remove 3 or 4 tomato slices from the buttermilk, letting excess drip off. Add to the flour mixture in the paper bag. Close the bag and shake gently until tomato slices are well coated. Place tomato slices in hot oil. Fry until golden brown on both sides, turning often to avoid sticking. About 4 minutes. Drain on paper towels. Repeat the coating and frying process with the remaining tomato slices. Serve hot with bacon or sausage. And the fried green tomato BLT. It's a southern breakfast staple, often gracing the table alongside sausage, bacon, or country ham. But fried green tomatoes can show up at other times of the day, too. Joanne Clevenger, owner of New Orleans's Upper Line restaurant, created a modern Creole classic using them as a base for shrimp remoulade. My favorite way of eating them is a BLT. Pile the fried tomatoes on thinly sliced sourdough bread slathered with mayo, then add a few leaves of butter lettuce and some slices of ripe tomato and crispy bacon. Voila! And it does look yummy. And from Better Homes and Gardens, dress up basic boiled corn on the cob with some flavor finishers. Miso mayo, made of 1 tablespoon white miso paste and 1 tablespoon of mayonnaise. Mustard tarragon, using 2 tablespoons yellow mustard, 1 teaspoon lemon zest, and 1 tablespoon of tarragon, mixed into 1/2 cup of softened butter. Barbecue butter, 1/2 cup softened butter, and 2 tablespoons purchased barbecue rub. And olive oil and basil. Drizzle your corn with olive oil and sprinkle with salt, ground pepper, and fresh basil. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. We're intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and available as a podcast after the website.